Well, hello.
I'm spoiling you guys, aren't I?
This is two in one day. Hopefully this isn't the usual dive into something new with great vim and vigour, and then it dissipates into having to drag myself through this just once a week. But while I'm hot, let's just jump on it, huh? So this one's not going to be another 30-plus minute Rabelaisian rant on nonsense or what have you. But I just thought, seeing as in the initial podcast outlined what my intention was with this whole thing, and I mentioned that with studying creative writing, I wanted to discuss that via the cast, via the Intelligentleman. The name Intelligentleman, it's actually an E.E. Cummins thing, so it's all in keeping with you know, creative writing, poetry. But I just thought I'll dive in here, because I'm reading this book at the moment called Stoner, which, no, it isn't, you know, Charlie Sheen's autobiography or anything like that, or Cheech and Chong companion. It's a novel by a guy called John Williams. Not the composer, I don't think. This guy is a Texan. He was born in the 20s. Wrote, I think, three or four novels in a collection of poems. I became aware of this book in particular via, I think it was an article in New Statesman. And there seems to be this movement, this Lazarus literature, it's called, books that kind of went unloved and overlooked in their day. I think Stoner was written in, when was it written? Was it the 50s? Let's have a look. Blah, 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 blah. In 1960, no. Who knows? Yeah, I can't find it here. Anyway, look it up. While I'm speaking and fumbling around, go on Wikipedia and look up this book. I just assume it was written in the 50s, just given his lifespan and kind of the parlance in the book and the setting. Yeah, so it's called Stoner, about a guy called Stoner, not about some, you know, bowl smoking Grateful Dead fan or anything like that. It seems to be autobiographical from what I can gather, because it's about a university lecturer in Missouri, and I believe John Williams taught literature and writing at the University of Missouri. I'm just flicking through here. Did he? I don't know. I got his PhD from the University of Missouri. So, yeah, John Williams got his PhD from the University of Missouri. Returned to the University of Denver in 54, where he taught literature and the craft of writing for 30 years. So, yeah, it seems to be based on his experiences there. Quite a... I don't know what to compare it to. I've read some Richard Yates recently, and it's kind of got that cool, detached, not a lot really happening, but a lot happening beneath the surface, which I'm very much interested in. I think that was very, you know, beautifully done in recently in True Detective, for instance. But that's a bit of a digression. Anyway, in this book, William Stoner, he enters the University of Missouri to initially study agriculture, becomes a teacher, and essentially marries the wrong woman, and it's kind of just a exploration of that. And as you can imagine, I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give a full kind of review on it, because I'm not quite finished it, but you can get the gist of what it's about. I'm probably not making it sound anywhere near as good as it sounds. A bit prosaic and boring, doesn't it, right now? Oh, God, he's the lecturer and he marries the wrong woman. Yeah, that's escapism, isn't it, reading this? Yeah, stick to Harry Potter. It's probably more fun. But it's really just beautiful. I can only compare it. I mean, it's just funny that I've read Richard Yates recently, but I guess there's some similarities between the two. And I'm not going to expand any more on it right now. Basically, I've just been sat reading it, and I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading the blurb on the back here, and there's a little review from Julian Barnes, and this sums it up. This is me all over. You can tell why I like this book from this little glib review. A terrific novel of echoing sadness. Anything that has sadness, and certainly if that sadness is going to echo, I'm sold. I'm there. I'm all over that, like a hot flannel, basically. So yeah, I'm really enjoying this book, but I've just been reading it there, and I just thought I'd do a quick podcast on it. I wanted to share it, just read a little bit from it, because it kind of knocked us out, and I love it when books do that. And maybe you'll get from this the kind of quiet displacement of the character, the echoing sadness. So here's a little excerpt from Stone Art by John Williams, part of the Lazarus literature movement, overlooked in its day, but loved now, rightfully so. I actually bought it from the Oxfam bookshop in Durham. Get yourself there if you're a booky bellend like me, and buy some shit, because they've got good stuff like John Williams Stoner. And the lady on the till actually did that great thing where she was like, ooh, and got Stoner. And we had a little chat about it. And she was like, yeah, it's meant to be mint. I'm like, I know. That's why I'm buying it, man. So I bought it. And then my money went to Ben's and that. So now I'm reading this book thinking, I didn't give me money to some big, huge conglomerate. I gave it to a Ben. And I'm enjoying this book. Listen to this, man. It's beautiful. In his 43rd year, William Stoner learned what others, much younger, had learned before him. That the person one loves at first is not the person one loves at last. And that love is not an end, but a process through which one person attempts to know another. They were both very shy, and they knew each other slowly, tentatively. They came close and drew apart. They touched and withdrew, neither wishing to impose upon the other more than might be welcomed. Day by day, the layers of reserve that protected them dropped away, so that at last they were like many who are extraordinarily shy, each open to the other, unprotected, perfectly and unselfconsciously at ease. Nearly every afternoon when his classes were over, he came to her apartment. They made love and talked and made love again, like children who did not think of tiring at their play. The spring days lengthened, and they looked forward to the summer. In his extreme youth, Stoner had thought of love as an absolute state of being, to which, if one were lucky, one might find access. In his maturity, he had decided it was the heaven of a false religion, toward which one ought to gaze with an amused disbelief, a gently familiar contempt, and an embarrassed nostalgia. Now in his middle age, he began to know that it was neither a state of grace nor an illusion. He saw it as a human act of becoming, a condition that was invented and modified moment by moment and day by day by the will and the intelligence of the heart. Yeah, buy this book. Fucking lovely.